Yeah. We're going to focus on something that's so important this morning. So simple, but not so easy, all right? But before that, I want to share a Bubba joke. Bubba went to the sheriff's department to report that his wife, Earlene, was missing. So they bring Bubba into the office, and he said, "My wife is missing. She went shopping yesterday, and she has not come home." The sergeant said, "What is her weight?" And he said, "I don't know. She's not skinny, but she's not overweight." He said, "Well, what is her height?" And Bubba said, "I don't know. She's a little over 5 feet tall, maybe." The sergeant said, "Well, what color are her eyes?" And Bubba said, "I don't know. I never really noticed that much." And sergeant said, "What color is her hair?" And he said, "Well, it changes a couple of times a year. I think it's dark right now." The sergeant said, "Well, what was she wearing?" He said, "She was wearing shorts or blue jeans or a skirt. I don't really remember." The sergeant said, "Well, what kind of car was she in?" Bubba said, "She was in my truck." He said, "Well, what kind of truck was it?" He said, "It was a brand new 2021 Ford F-150 King Ranch 4x4 with EcoBoost, 5-liter V8 engine, special ordered manual transmission, custom leather seats, trailering package, 21-channel CB radio, 6 cup holders, 4 power outlets, alloy wheels, off-road Michelin tires. And there was a little scratch on the door that Earlene put there last week." About that time, Bubba started to tear up. He got choked up a little bit. And the sergeant said, "Bubba, don't worry. We're going to find that truck." All right. That is not the kind of husband any man in this room is. All right. We pay attention to the details we need to pay attention to. All right. So this morning, I want us to talk about this for just a few minutes, the idea of prayer. The Bible says that my house will be known as a house of prayer. Sometimes we have this idea that prayer has to be a heavy subject, that our prayers have to be impressive, that we have to use big words in our prayers, that we have to pray. When we're alone, we have to pray as if we're in some sort of a performance that others are listening to. And we use words we would never use. If you are in your prayer time and you use the word thou, I don't know, maybe that's what you do. You just walk in the kitchen, you go to your wife, "Does thou have dinner ready?" I don't know, maybe you do. Or you say to your husband, "Has thou changed the oil in the truck?" Maybe, I don't know. That's not the way I talk. I think we all get it. We're in Texas. We just say what needs to be said, and we say it with a little bit of a Texas twang, and that's just the way it is. And then we get to God, and I think I was guilty of this early on in my Christian life. We go to God, and we're used to talking like this, and then all of a sudden our voice goes down 1 octave, and we start talking to God in a way that He doesn't even recognize us. He's up there going, Who are you?" And we have an idea, I think, sometimes that we need to impress God with our words, which makes prayer very difficult. Here's what we need to know about that. You could never impress God no matter how hard you try. He created you. He knows everything that's messed up about you. He knows everything you're doing right. He knows everything you're going to do tomorrow. So impressing Him is completely out of the question. He is not impressed. But He does love you. He does care about you. So I want us to approach this idea of prayer as if we're just having a chat. I want to use this as an acronym. Just chat with God. And don't think of the word chat as being unimportant, okay? Because this is a very important conversation. But we're going to try to just slim it down just a little bit. Get down to the meat of what prayer time looks like. Now, when you and I have a chat, we talk to each other. You talk to me for a minute, and then I talk to you for a minute. And you listen, then I listen, then you listen, then I listen. And so there's this chat going on. It's a conversation. It's something that says we are in this together, that I have some things I need to say to you, and I know you have some things you need to say to me. If you've ever been in a one-sided conversation, you know the people in your life that all you have to do is call them, and you have to say, hey, how you doing? And you don't have to say anything else after that. That's not a chat, all right? That's a one-sided conversation. So God wants to speak to us as we are speaking to him. So in between these four things, we're going to take some time. We're going to just slow down. We're going to give it a minute and just let God speak to us. Let God's word speak to us and change us and move us closer to him and be more like him so that we can accomplish what it is he has set out for us to accomplish. Now, think about prayer as a chat, a phone call, a knock on the door, writing a check. I don't know if anybody's written a check lately. I was going through a toll booth the other day, and I said, I don't have any cash. And the lady said, do you have a checkbook? And I said, I think there's one somewhere in this car. I think there is. And she waited until I found the checkbook and wrote a check for $1.25 to get through. True story. Next time I went through that toll, I had 5 quarters for her, all right? A check is sort of like where your prayer is saying, I'm writing a check to me on somebody else's account. I need some stuff here. I need you to show up, Lord, but I don't have in my account what it takes to back up what I need. I can't do this for me. So it's sort of like saying, I'm going to write a check on God's account and let God help me and walk with me through this. It's like when you're young and you walk in the kitchen and you say to mom or dad, I'm hungry. They don't say, well, good luck, we're eating tomorrow, okay? They get you something to eat. At least good moms and dads do. They figure out something. We're just going to have a bowl of cereal, or we're going to have a full meal, or whatever the time calls for, that's what we're going to do. Prayer is asking for what we need along with listening while we're asking. So, four things. Chat. First one is this. If I'm going to join in prayer with God, I need to confess. I need to confess my sins. I need to say, I'm sorry sometimes. I need to confess it and say, Lord, I have not done everything right. I'm going to just confess this. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, when I say to God, I confess my sin, and I know that you are faithful and you are just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. When I confess my sin, I'm saying, God, I trust you. I can trust you that you love me, that I don't have to hide this. I can get it out of the darkness. I can confess it. I can tell you that I know that I've messed up. I'm not doing things the way you would want me to, and I want to turn this around. Imagine, and I think it's important if we start off our prayer time even with a confession that, Lord, I got some things I just need to tell you. I haven't been faithful in this area or that area. I need to examine my life for a minute and let you forgive me and let you change me and cleanse me. Imagine if a husband and wife had a bad argument. And then 2 hours later, they're still angry at each other. And one of them comes to the other one and says, we need to make a grocery list and look at the bills. And they start saying to each other, well, we need eggs and we need cereal. And oh, yeah, we got that bill to take care of. And that would never happen. What's got to happen is we got to talk about what's already taken place. We got to talk about the offense. We got to talk about the elephant in the room. We got to confess if we were wrong and how we handled that argument. Because if we don't, we can't really get to the business at hand if we don't confess that first. Now, by confessing our sins first, we experience a closer relationship with God. So when I come to God in prayer and I say, Lord, here's some areas that I've been struggling with and I have not won that battle and I want you to cleanse me. I want to have this chat. And I want you to speak to me. I want you, your word, to speak to me. I am sorry for my sins, and I want to make a 180. I want to head in the opposite direction on this one. Now, sometimes we have a tendency to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. In the name of Jesus, amen. Click on the game. If I'm going to really confess, I probably, from time to time, need to slow down and let God speak to me. What is God's word saying to me? Now you may hear the audible voice from God, and that'd be really cool. I've never heard the audible voice of God. But his word speaks to me every day that I will allow it to. And if I need, if I'm struggling with a certain area of my life and I say, Lord, I need help with this. There is a scripture for me no matter what I'm struggling with. And if I slow down long enough, I confess, and then I shut up for a minute and let God's word speak to me, he will strengthen me in that area. Now, he may tell me to do any number of things. He may tell me to confess my sin to another Christian brother. He may tell me that I need to get that area out of my life. The scriptures go on and on and on. And it will speak to us in that moment. Now, so we confess our sins. Here's the next one. C-H, we're going to honor God. Honor God. This is real, very simple. It's saying to God, you are great. God, you're great. I know who you are. Jeremiah 10:6 says this, Lord, there's no one like you. You are great and your name is full of power. It's taking a minute to recognize and remember and acknowledge who God is and to say it to him, to honor him in a way that says, I want to worship you. I know who you are. Your ways are so much higher than my ways. Now, when we honor God with our prayers, after confessing, it pleases him when we honor him. We lift the name of God up. We declare what we know to be true about him. We say it. It's just declaring what we already know. An honor statement to God would go like this. God, you are great. God, you are holy. God, you are wonderful. God, you are the provider. God, and so really it's just proclaiming what the Bible has already told us that God is. Now, I think you probably see this pattern. If I'm going to pray, I need God's word in me. Praying without God's word as a part of my life is not really praying. I got to know what I'm praying for, how I'm praying, what the parameters are, what is God speaking to me, how is God trying to guide me in his word. And so when I honor him, we tell him the truths about himself from the Bible. Now, I want to read you this passage of scripture. It's not on the screen. I just want you to listen. Psalm 145, 13 through 21. Your kingdom will never end. You will rule forever. This is honor to God, right? This is the psalmist saying, your kingdom never end. Our Lord, you keep your word and do everything you say. When someone stumbles or falls, or you give a helping hand, everyone depends on you. And when the time is right, you provide them with food. And by your own hand, you satisfy the desires of all who live. Our Lord, everything you do is kind and thoughtful, and you are near to everyone whose prayers are sincere. You satisfy the desires of all your worshipers, and you come to save them when they ask for help. You take care of everyone who loves you, but you destroy the wicked. I will praise you, Lord, and everyone will respect your holy name forever. It's just telling God what he already knows. It's saying, I acknowledge the greatness of God. Our world has taught us to disrespect anybody we want to, anytime we want to. Talk bad. Listen, you can pick up your phone and on Instagram or Facebook, somebody's talking bad about somebody all the time. On TV, there are whole TV shows, series that are created just to talk bad about certain people. We live in a culture of disrespect and dishonor. It's so easy to happen. And God wants us, when we chat with him, when we pray, to honor him and recognize that he is above the fray. There is something going on with him that is not going on with anybody else. And if we don't know how to do that, we can just open the Bible and read those kinds of scriptures. It's okay to say, God, you have blessed my family. God, you've taken care of me in difficult times. God, you're the one who's healed me. God, you're the one who saved my children. God, you're the one who showed up when nobody else was around. And just honor him and lift up his name above this culture of disrespect. And to lift him up and to say, God, I know who you really are. And when we do that, we connect with God on a completely different way. So we got C, we got H, and then we got A. Ask. This is the part that we all like to start with. We all like to start with asking him for what we need. Prayer is not just asking God for stuff. Prayer is more than that. But when we ask, we're really saying, please, Lord, just please. I need you to show up. I need you to work in my life. Matthew 7:11 says this. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? He said, you are sinful people and you give good gifts to your children. And if you can do that, being the sinner you are, how much more is God going to bless his children than you can bless yours? God says we can ask for anything we need, anytime we need. Asking is when we lay our request before God. When's the last time you just asked God for something that you couldn't do on your own? You know, I could pray today and I could say, God, please help me make it to the restaurant after church today. Now, that's a prayer that we could go. I could get to the restaurant and I could go, whew, I could just get out in the parking lot and get on my knees and say, thank you, Jesus. Look at there. But here's the deal. God's already given me the ability to do that one. All right. Now, I may pray for God's safety, but I know how to get there. Listen, the tacos are there. I will get there. All right. Now, we all get it. Okay. Now, when we start asking for things that are above the common, things that are bigger than us, things that only God can get the glory for, something special starts to happen when our faith kicks in. Now, you got to trust him. Faith is us saying, Lord, I trust you in the middle of this difficulty. Now, when we read that scripture, it comes off a little harsh. You sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more is God going to do that than you can, right? But now, there's some background to that scripture. I want to read this one to you. Let's back up. Let's look at the screen. Keep asking. Now, this is the lead up to that scripture. He said, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you'll find. Keep on knocking, the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. So he tells us, ask, seek, knock, don't give up, don't quit praying, keep moving forward in your prayer life, keep trusting God. It might take some time, it might not happen. This is the song we just sang a few minutes ago. We're just waiting, we're waiting. Sometimes there's three answers that God can give you, yes, no, or wait. Sometimes wait is the most important answer you could get because he knows you're not ready. He knows the situation's got to develop a little bit more. And prayer says, God, I trust you, and I'm going to keep on asking. I'm going to keep on seeking. I'm going to keep on knocking. Now look at the person next to you, and I want you to ask them this very simple question. Would you like me to give you $1 million? I saw some husbands and wives look at each other like, yeah, right. I saw the checkbook. All right. Now, I would love it if we could just stand up here this morning. We could go, God, I'm going to ask you for $1 million. I'm going to seek $1 million. I'm going to knock on your door for $1 million. And God's like, whatever. No, he didn't. I don't think whatever's in God's vocabulary. God is not going to always give us everything we want. Now, this is important. When I'm asking, I need to be sure that I'm asking the big prayers. I'm seeking the big answers from God, or seeking God for the big answers. All right? Now, look at this scripture, verse 9. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Remember, they asked for a loaf of bread. Mom, I'm hungry. All right, here's a rock. He's being ridiculous on purpose. Verse 10, or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? I'm really hungry. I'd like some fish. Here you go. Here's a rattlesnake. It's ridiculous. Of course not, he says. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Now, I want you to notice this. The two things that the children in the passage asked for are bread and fish. Those are good things. We could say those things would be in the will of God. Now, if they ask for 5,000 loaves of bread, then God's got to be like, what are you doing with 5,000 loaves of bread? You don't need 5,000 loaves of bread. You can't fit it in your house. You're going to be stingy if I give you 5,000 loaves of bread. They're not asking for 5,000. They're asking for one. They're asking for the perfect plan of God in the moment. So we're asking, part of asking is us aligning our will with God's will. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't ask God for COVID the other day. As a matter of fact, I was a little bit angry with him. I'm like, God, I've been trying here, you know. I had to work through some stuff there. Sometimes, and I don't understand it, God has a different path for me to take. He's working out things. The Bible says his ways are higher than my ways. He's thinking things I can't imagine that he's thinking. He's planning stuff. So when we're asking, we're saying, let me get my will aligned with God's will, and then he will answer and give me exactly what I need. The children were asking for good things. If we, not selfish things, good things. And when we are asking for good things, God will answer. God wants to give us the best things. God wants to work in our lives in a way that will change us for eternity, not just change our circumstances this week. I want to say that again. God is working in us in a way that will change our eternity, not just change our circumstances this week. He's thinking way into the future. So when we're asking, we're saying line up with God's will. And here's the fourth one. C-H-A-T, thank God. Spend some time just saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things in my life. Thank you, God, for answering my prayers. I have caught myself in the past praying a prayer. A few days go by, and it works out exactly the way I prayed. And I forgot all about my prayer. I forgot that God was a part of that answer. I just thought it worked out. And I had to back up and go, Lord, forgive me. I wasn't paying attention. I forgot that I asked you to work in this area of my life. And that's where that honor comes in. Let me just take a minute and just honor God. Thank God for what he's done. What has he done in your life recently? What's he been doing? Don't worry about anything. Philippians, this is the Apostle Paul talking. Don't worry about anything. That's a powerful statement right there. Don't worry about anything. All you professional worriers out there, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. He's really saying put prayer in the place of worry. Worry will kill you. Prayer will give you life. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank him for all he has done. So what has God done in your life recently? What has God been doing in your life? How has God answered? Recently, Jody and I have said, hey, we'll take every inch we can get. We're praying the giant prayer, but we see God answer part of it. Just, I need a million blessings to get to where the big prayer I'm asking for, and you gave me one today. Thank you, Lord, for that. We're moving one step at a time, and we will eventually get there to where God wants us to be, but we got to be patient. We got to wait, like the scripture said. I got to thank him for all he's done. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. Thank you, Lord, for the job that I hate right now. Thank you, job, for the paycheck. Thank you, Lord, that I know you have a better job in store for me. Thank you, Lord, that you have helped me when I got that scare at the doctor. Thank you, Lord, that that bill didn't come due when I thought it was going to come due. Thank you, Lord, for the little things that will get me to the place I want to be, you want me to be later. Now watch this. Number seven, or verse seven, then, when you do the stuff we just read, then you will experience God's peace. Woo. To chat with God. To have a conversation with God. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Some of us are trying to carry more than we were designed to carry, and it's killing us. We're trying to carry more than we were designed to carry, and it's weighing us down. Maybe we need to recognize that we're powerless. Maybe we need to recognize that we're powerless. Maybe we need to recognize God gave us prayer because he knew we couldn't do it without it. Maybe if we did say, Lord, I'm going to back away from this worry thing, and I'm going to lean hard into prayer. I'm going to lean hard into prayer. I'm just going to trust you, Lord, when it's not pleasant to trust you. Sometimes trusting God is just scary. God's like, all right, the answer is on the other side of the river, and here's the tightrope. I'm with you. It's not pleasant, but God's getting you somewhere. God's developing character. God's changing things in you, in the people around you, changing circumstances, taking you across the river to the place he has for you. But we got to trust him. Prayer brings peace. Prayer brings peace. If I'm caught up in worry, and I catch myself all the time, okay, trying to figure out the next step. Let me figure out the next step. Let me think about it. Let me plan it. Let me work it out. I got it. I have to do this. 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 If you're the I have to do this person in your life, you are doing this wrong. It all depends on me. No, it doesn't. Yeah, we got to do our part, but it doesn't all depend on you. We trust him. We trust him. We say, thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. And when we take time to recognize what God has already done, it gives us peace that God will do this stuff again. God can do bigger things later. It builds our own faith when we say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to me and my family. Thank you, Lord, for looking out for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And it builds my faith for next time. Now, there is an index card in the chair in front of you. If you're on the front row, just have somebody from the next row hand you one. Grab it. Grab that index card and a pen out of there, if you would. Band, I want to get the band to come on up, if you would. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take that card, and I want you to write down the biggest prayer request you have right now. Just the biggest prayer request you have right this minute. The biggest prayer request you have right now. All right. Now, the next thing I want you to write is the biggest thing that you should be thankful for right now that God has done in your life. The biggest moment of thankfulness that you have currently in your life. Something that God has done for you recently. That God has answered. Maybe it's just a baby step, but it's moving in the right direction. It's a directional. It's one step away from the bad stuff you were praying that God would deliver you and your family from. What is that thing? So two things: the biggest prayer request you have right now, and the biggest Thanksgiving offering, the biggest moment of thanks you have in your heart right now. Write those two down. Now notice in the chat, the word chat, I didn't ask you to write down what you need to confess, all right? That's between you and the Lord. We don't want anybody reading that over your shoulder this morning. We don't want you laying that down, leaving it for the wrong people to find it later. But it's important. So we started at A and T, but it's important to confess, and it's important to honor the Lord. And then we get to that ask, and we get to that thank you, Lord, moment. I don't know what you're praying for this morning. I can tell you this, I got some big, big prayers in my life. Some of the biggest prayers I've ever prayed. And when I was younger, I thought, well, one day it'll just get easier. It doesn't. We have to trust God at a different level as we go along. God teaches us to trust him in this level. And then later he teaches us to trust him at a different level. And he walks us through this because, again, he's developing character. He's changing us. He's molding us. He's making us into the people he wants us to be. I want you to stand with me for just a minute. I want you just to fold your index card and stick it in your pocket. Stick it in your Bible, and shirt pocket, wear a purse. I I didn't ask you and I should have. Sometime today, I want you to go back and date. Put the date on that card. Put today's date on that card. Because here's what's going to happen. God's going to answer that prayer. God's going to answer that prayer. God's going to show up. When we stay in connection, He's going to answer that prayer. And when we look back and we go, wow. Can I tell you a quick testimony? I know we'll leave when we leave. There you go. All right. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, one of my cousins that I grew up with lives in Georgia. Has not lived for the Lord his whole life, but he's been on the top of my prayer list. You know, from time to time, we make a list of the people we're praying for that they would accept Christ. And I get a call from him, and he says, I just want you to know, I've been going to church. I just married my longtime girlfriend. He was really trying to get to the point where he said, Jesus is first in my life for the first time. Now that prayer didn't happen overnight. That prayer's been going on for 25 years. But it was answered. And it was worth every prayer that every person has ever prayed. When God has a plan, it's up to us to stick with his plan. Don't give up in the middle of this. Don't jump out of the boat halfway across. Trust him. Let's trust him. And he's going to show up. I want us to take just a minute and sing this song. And I want us to just pray for that prayer that you got going on this morning. And we're going to take a minute just to say, thank you, Lord, for the answers that are already on the way. Let's sing it together. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we
wrote down on that card, and then we're going to say thank you, Lord, for all the other prayers you've answered and for the answer that's coming for this prayer. Here we go. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. You've been faithful to us every step of the way, God. You have walked with us. You have blessed us. You have taken care of us, and we know this. But Lord, today we have this big prayer request ahead of us. Lord, we have this thing that only you can do. It's not, we're not asking you to do what we can do for ourselves. We're asking you to do what only you can do, to show up, to answer, to move in our lives, our homes, our families, our jobs, our finances, our health. We just give it all to you, Lord, and we trust you that the answer's on the way. We receive it, and we thank you in advance for the answer to this prayer this morning, God. We thank you for all those answered prayers in the past. And Lord, we're going to let those prayers, those answered prayers, build our faith for the future so that we will be thanking you for more answers coming. We give you praise. We honor you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Before we go, I'm going to ask you to do one thing. This week, find a place where it's just you. If you got to clean out a spot in the closet, all right, and close the door and just get alone with God for a few minutes and say, God, I need to pray an ugly face prayer this morning. I need, God, you to work in my family. I need you to answer this prayer. And get serious with God about prayer. To say, Lord, I want to confess my sins. I want to honor you. But I need to ask you for some things. And I want to thank you for all of it, past and future, and just give you credit. Give you credit and thank you for all you've done. Find some time. Find some time. Don't worry about flowery language. Listen, if you and I had flowery language, we'd be writing books. We're not writing books, all right? We're going to work every day, all right? And so, listen, so you do you. Do it the way you do it. Do it the way you do it. I failed 11th grade English. Hallelujah. I'm still going to make it to heaven, all right? There you go. That's a true story. I did. Never confessed that to the TM. God still listens to my prayers, though. Every one of them, he still listens. He doesn't say, well, you know what, but you failed English, buddy. I don't know if I can listen to you. God's not even speaking English anyway. All right, so who cares? Find some time, get alone, confess, honor, ask, and thank God for what he's done. Lord, bless us as we go. Lord, draw us close to you. Help us to draw close to you, Lord. Help us to draw close to you. And Lord, we pray that our lives, our prayer lives, would come alive like never before. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, everybody. Thank you for being here today.